So he said, have faith in God. Why? Because faith is what reaches into the realm of the unseen. Because your senses can't go there. I've said it to you many times, and you can understand it, but it doesn't hurt to repeat it, because still somebody needs to hear it. Close your eyes. See, you see with your eyes, you smell with your nose, right? Close your eyes and look at me with your nose. Can't happen. Same way, you can't take these five senses and believe God. And we're guilty of trying to figure it out. Aren't we? I said, we are guilty of trying to figure out how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do it. God already told you how to do it. It's all written in here. This is why he said, the just shall live by faith. Who are the just? We that have been declared righteous. We who that have been declared righteous, we shall live by faith. How does faith work? We're getting there. But we want to identify, bring a good understanding of the definition of faith. Now faith is the substance. It is real. It's tangible. It's something that you can lay hold on. It's proof. It's evident. Listen to this scripture. Let me see if I got it. Where are we? Yeah, I got it. I know it's here somewhere. Go ahead and put this one up. Hebrews 11:1 in the, if you can put it up in the Amplified. Now listen to the Amplified. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the thing we hope for. Being the proof of thing we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith proceeding as real facts, what is not revealed to the senses. That's pretty clear. That's pretty, pretty clear. Anybody own a house? Anybody own the automobile? Do you have a title deed to it? Have you paid it off? And now if you are making monthly payments on, they'll hold it until you pay it off, right? But once it paid off, what happened? You go, they'll send that deed to you with your name on it, signed, and your name on it is your deed. So I say, you got some land. You know, we got some land. The church has some land. We got deeds to it. Title deed. I could be in New York City and see a friend, a relative, anybody. I said, I got some land in Mississippi. I said, really? Can you prove that? I pull my deed out. It'll show them that I really own some land. Because I got the deed to it. That'll stand up anywhere. Anywhere in the United States, I know. That I own that land. It's mine. They don't even have to see it. They know I got it. Faith is your title deed to your healing. When the devil is telling you that you're sick, are you listening to me? See, you're feeling bad, your flesh, your mind, the pain and all the other stuff is talking. That's how people get talked into dying before time. They don't know they have the title deed to the healing. But if you pull that deed out and know in your heart, some people try to work in their head. It won't work, y'all. It just won't work. Just like close your eye, look at me with your nose, it won't work. But if you pull that deed out and hold it up to Satan, this healing is mine and you're not going to take it. I'm going to say that again. When you can take this deed, that you got revelation in your heart, and you pull this deed out and let him see it. This is mine. You see my name signed there in blood? You see it, devil? That means you take your little whatever you got and get to hopping. and you do not back down if pain consists and persists and fear keep trying to drive you, you just get that word in, because that word will push it out. That word will drive it out till you come to the place. Now you better get. So, the Lord said, I don't want you to, I want you to make this clear, because in some people thinking, and don't you hear me now, it's all right, it's fine to get somebody else to pray for you. But you find some people have more faith in somebody else's prayer than they do their own. But if anybody gonna believe you, it ought to be you. I'm gonna say that again. If there anybody have faith in you, you know you better than anybody know you except God. Huh? Huh? Come on. So it's fine to get somebody else to join you. But how did they come to that conclusion that they'll believe somebody? If I can get so-and-so to pray, maybe that person has developed their faith and you haven't. But what you need to do is know that you have the same right as anybody else. And you are, and how you get to that place? By feeding on that word and making it your own. Amen. And see, now, can I help you out here? All right. Thank you for letting me do that. See, you need to go to the scripture. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to turn there and read it so it can be much clearer to you. If y'all can follow me, fine. I know you. I didn't give you this one, and it's not in my notes, but it's still in the Bible. And this is Colossians 1:20. And I read it before, but I wanna show you how you can get there with your faith when you eliminate all these things, and when you get this truth in your heart. And understand this for yourself. Now you listen to what I'm saying. When you get this clear in your heart and understanding, then you can pray. Because see, I used to get messed up, and I would be hesitant to go to God because I felt so guilty, so unqualified to pray, and God didn't want to hear some bum like me. That's my thinking. Hallelujah. But listen to this scripture here. Whoo! And I'm reading from the Passion. Did y'all put in the Passion? And by the blood of his cross, everything in heaven and earth is brought back to himself. How did he do it? By the blood of his cross, everything. How many? Everything in, listen, everything where? In heaven and earth is brought back to himself, back to its original intent, restored to innocence again. What happened? Did you hear what it said? Restored to innocence again. That means you are innocent. Once you receive Jesus and made him Lord of your life, you're innocent of everything you have been accused of. You're innocent. God sees you innocent. I know that's what you have to feed on and get that religious thinking out of your heart. I am not guilty.